Torbay Man is raising concerns about a stretch of road in the town that has been home to a number of rollover accidents in recent years and even days. A car ended up on its roof early last week on a quiet residential street in Torbay. That crash occurred around 7 a.m. on Evening's Path at the corner of Texas Place, where the speed limit on the road is just 30 kilometers an hour. Area residents say the area has had a problem with high-speed traffic in the past, and David Taylor wants to see something done about it before someone gets hurt. I met up with Taylor at the site of the crash to hear those concerns.
I spotted that, came down and asked police officer if I could take a few pictures. And this is not the first time this has happened. Back when my father was alive, lived on this road, we had an incident where a car left the road coming down a blind turn that proceeds to this straightaway, which is 30 kilometers. Left the road, struck my father's house, and rode off my sister's car. Two doors down from that is another neighbor who a car left the road there, same side of the road, and got caught up in some trees there. So there's been significant accidents, and my fear is between that, just that stretch here, and on the road there's about 15, 18 school-aged children. This incident this morning happened in front of Texas Place, right across the place where the accident was. There's three children live in the house directly across from where the accident was. So this was 7 a.m. this morning, I was told. And also, it's a regular bus stop for kids. So my big issue is I've asked for an assessment, which I was asking for some speed bumps here. Talked to deputy mayor at the time. He was rerunning his campaign and asked if I had any issues here in Torbay. I said, no, I'm happy here, except I'd love to get a couple of speed bumps, some other areas here. I just don't understand the fact that with these major accidents and that we haven't gotten any speed bumps in place. I'm sure there's political red tape and so on and so forth that he discussed with me. But I'm just hoping now that this rollover here early this morning will probably get somebody to proceed and do some directives here to get this under control. I'm there looking at neighbors. They know I'm ticked off with them, and I don't want to be upset with any neighbors here. But people just got to get their foot off the pedal and slow down. My concern is that a child is going to be killed here one of these days. We're just spinning the dice here, and it will happen. It will happen. Somebody will get hurt. So that's basically my concerns is safety for others here.
That was a couple of years ago. You brought that to the deputy mayor at the time. Have you had any movement from council on this at all in the last couple of years?
No. They did some tree cutting just up the road from us where this little bend is in the road that people just come flying around. I've marked off myself. I know it. 30 is really slow when you're in a vehicle. But it's there for a reason. So they did some tree clearing there on that particular area, because there is another bus stop just up the road here, school bus stop. And we did a traffic easement assessment that we rode in for, and came back after that. The only thing that they put in place was a temporary speed sign there. I don't know about that. People see their speed. The speedometer's on the car also, so I don't know if that says to some people, look, I'm going to slow down, and other people just, I'm sure they just laugh it off, when they see the sign there. It's not really deterring from it. I think a couple of speed bumps would be the major answer here to slow somebody down a little bit anyways.
And now you mentioned here the incident this Wednesday morning was not the first, so are you surprised that there has been a lack of action from council despite these serious incidents?
I don't know what goes on behind the scenes and what the bureaucratic red tape is. Like I said, Galanta I spoke to 2 years ago. He gave me a spiel, he said, the speed bumps are there, but the exact reason they're not using them, I have no idea. Just down the road here around the corner to the left here is Country Drive. They have a couple of solar speeds, digital signs in place. They also have several speed bumps, and when you walk further Country Drive on the back end, again you'll find more speed bumps. So I don't know why this place here is being disregarded, especially with the few incidents that we've had here. And they've been serious. A car left the road and rolled off somebody's car in the driveway. Like I said, that could have been a child instead of a vehicle there. So I don't know what it's going to take. I've always said there's going to be somebody hurt. And if there is, there'll be, you know, I don't know if there can be any legal action taken or whatever, but, you know, it's about time to get something here.
Dave Taylor, thank you very much for
all
this.
Right. No problem, thanks.
Yeah, that's Dave Taylor speaking about a stretch of road in the town near Evening's Path, the corner of Texas Place. The speed limit on the road is just 30 kilometers an hour, yet it's been home to a number of rollover accidents in recent years and even as late as last week. And he says that something needs to be done before someone there gets hurt.